Let's discuss about the chapter 3, that is accounting department, organization and operations. As a hospitality manager, so you need to coordinate with the accounting department, and at the same time there is a operations managers also. You need to involve everybody to understand your revenue process. So let's discuss about the objectives. So what are the objectives in this chapter is organization of hotel accounting department and its operations. If you are running a hospitality business, if you are running a hotel, there is an account department is there. What exactly that account department, how the account department works, you need to understand it. At the same time, organization of restaurant accounting and its operations. As a hotelier, as a hotel industry, as a hospitality industry, obviously you are running a restaurant. What exactly the account department works with the restaurant sales? At the same time, how hospitality managers work with the accounting department in a preparation of financial statements. Whatever the financial statements, name it like, you know, profit and loss statement, name it like balance sheet. These are the financial statement account department develops. How they develop, you need to understand that also. Accounting structures of larger and small hotels and the chain of restaurants also. There are a larger hotel, there are 100 room hotels, and there is a chain of restaurants. These organizations, how they handle with the account departments as well. These are the objectives. Let's discuss further about these objectives. What are the large hotels? A wide range of hotels having a wide range of activities like sleeping rooms, food and beverage outlets, and catering functions like banquet halls and meeting room rentals, and the same time valet laundry and health workout facilities and bellmen, etc., such as corporate hotels, airport hotels, suburban hotels, convenient hotels. These are the resorts. There's a bigger hotels like name as a 5-star hotels. These hotels consists of larger rooms and the same time conference rentals you will get it, banquets you will get it, and food and beverage outlet will give you revenue, and the same time valet laundry also will give you the revenue. These are the larger hotels, and the same time separate accounting department provided for these hotels. Other than large hotels, there are no wide range of amenities and services. Whatever the amenities services we have discussed in these hotels, smaller hotels, not that much of amenities and services will be provided. And accounting activity by involving manager himself in the activity, sometimes as a hospitality manager himself, he involved with this in this smaller organization hotels. Corporate centralized accounting work in China hotels through coordination. There would be a corporate office would be there that account department handle the chain of the restaurants. Each restaurant to provide daily operating information to corporate office, accounting office. For example, I am running a business. I have a chain of 100 hotels, 100 restaurants. As a restaurant manager, I need to send my all reports to the main accounting department. They develop the profit and loss statement and a balance sheet statement. So, accounting department is somewhere else and the restaurant is sending the financial statement to the accounting department. This way they works. Now, organization chart. What exactly the organization chart, and as a hospitality general manager, who are the people are working for you to analyze the financial statements? Now, as a general manager under you, director of finance and a controller of accounts. So these are the people are there in separate organization. And the same time, the second one is executive committee members would be there. Executive committee members out of that front office manager would be there. And housekeeping executive would be there. Director of the restaurant, director of the catering, and executive chef. These are the people directly they report to you. They belong to operations, and these people belong to accounts. And the same time, out of this executive committee member, there are few people are reporting to them. These are senior managers, and after senior manager, there are line managers also reporting to executive committee. What exactly this organization chart? Who are the people? What is their roles and responsibilities? Let's discuss further. Now, general manager, for example, as a hospitality manager, you have grown as a general manager. Let's discuss about your roles and responsibilities, how you need to perform in a hospitality industry. Top level of authority, responsibility for different activities and operations of the hotel is your responsibility, and relates on a specific senior management of each operating department. For example, as a general manager, each department I may not handle, but I have heads on each department. For example, restaurant business, food and beverage management.
manager is there. In kitchen operating, executive chef is there. For housekeeping service, executive housekeeping is there. These are the senior people will report to me and I handle the show. And the same time, operating department like rooms department, food and beverage departments, and service department like sales and marketing, HR, engineering, accounting, repairs and maintenance, also senior managers will report to me. End of the day, I am the responsible for the hotel, but there are senior people are there in each and every department. They would be reporting to me and I am running the show. Executive committee of the leadership team, executive committee, these are the senior people for the different departments. Group of senior managers of executive committee, direct responsibility for overall operations of that department. For example, if I say, I'll give you one example for the food and beverage is a separate department and a kitchen department is the separate department. Housekeeping is the separate department. The senior committee member is the responsible for the departmental. GM fully relays on them and detail expects the operations in the department under. Or obviously, as a senior manager, you would be having the leadership skills and you are handling the senior people. You are fully relying on your senior people, senior departmental managers. They would be reporting to you and they would be giving direct reports to you. Now, departmental heads, there are departmental heads also. What exactly the department head? What are the roles and responsibilities of the departmental heads? Direct responsibility for operations on one specific department, directly reporting to the executive committee member. For example, as a food and beverage manager. As a food and beverage manager, I am the responsible for the entire food and beverage outlets. What kind of food and beverage outlets I have? I might be having a coffee shop, I might be having a bar and restaurant, I might be having a room service department. So again, there are different heads are there in that organization. They would be reporting to me. And generally, more than 5 years work experience, if you have, you can become a department head. And the same time, to take care of daily operations of their department through departmental heads like front office manager and executive housekeeping director, restaurant director, catering and executive chef. This way they work, departmental heads they work. Now line manager, this is a smaller grade which we have discussed. Let's discuss further. Again, there is general manager and there is a senior manager level and there is a line manager level. So who are the line manager? Line manager actually run the department. For example, if I say the food and beverage department, there is a coffee shop is there, bar is there, room service is there. Again, in the coffee shop, to run that, should be line managers have to be there. These line managers handles the department. Direct interaction with employees and the customer. For example, I am running a restaurant. So who are the people are interacting with the customers? There would be a restaurant manager would be there. There would be assistant restaurant manager would be there. Under assistant manager, there would be captain. Under captain, there would be waiters. These are the people are directly interacting with the customers. And entry level managers in the first position and responsibilities include providing accounting information and ways and a payroll and a purchasing, physical inventory, P&L statement data, revenue and forecasting. These managers take care of, these are the financial statements they take care. For example, if I say I need to provide you profit and loss statement, in the profit and loss statement there is a one head is there. What is the labor cost? To get the labor cost, my departmental head has to take care of the payroll section. So individually, if you involve everybody, there are different heads to take care of the different financial statements as well. Now, named as assistant front desk manager, assistant housekeeping manager, assistant restaurant manager, assistant catering manager, kitchen manager, these are the people work under the line manager level. These are the junior level. Now, director of finance or a controller of the account, this is the main category which we are discussing. To analyze your financial statement, who are the people that take care of the revenue and who are the people that take care of your finances? These are the senior level people take care of the financial statements. Executive committee member of all accounting department, responsibility for ensuring correctness, accuracy and compliances like following GAPP, IFRS code, whatever the licensing parts are there, licensing part are there, government rules and regulations are there, this controller will take care of the finances part. And responsible for preparation of periodical three financial statements. What are the three financial statements? One is profit and loss statement, one is balance sheet, one is cash flow statement. Your director of the finance control will take care of these statements and supervising all accounting functions, because you would be having different accounting functions are there. For example, if I say I am running a food and beverage outlet, in that the cashier would be there, he would be running the, he would be collecting the cash and he would be taking care of the billing process. Account department take care of that department part. Now, preparation of annual operating and capital budgets also, once your profit and loss statement is ready, once your balance sheet is ready, so you can make your budgets also. Your finance control department takes care of that the same. Analyzing periodical financial statement and periodical revenue and wage forecasts also, account department takes care. At the same time, financial advisor to all hotel manager either on operations. Account department takes care of the revenue part, as we discussed. So these are the people who advise for the operations as well. Coordinate for all accounting activities with other department. For example, as an operator, I am running a restaurant. I need to pay to my staff. Who are the people take care of the payroll? Is account department take care of the payroll. So the account department take care of other department financial activities. Now, preparation of all financial statement and presentation to hotel managers and owners. For example, I am running a restaurant. I know what exactly the sales are happening. So I will send a sales report to my account department. I know what exactly the expenses are happening. So I will send the expenses report to my account department. So account department make a profit and loss statement final, and they will show to the who are the owning the restaurant, who is the owning of the owner. So account department is the final department, accumulate all reports, whoever is sending the reports, and compile as a P&L statement and show to the owner. This is the responsibility for the account department. Now, assistant controller of the income and accounting operation. This is the one role which we have in hotel industry. What is the role of this position? Is department heads for all accounting operating responsibilities are assisting in all accounting activities, periodical closing, preparation of financial statement relating activities, coordinating. For example, as a F&B controller, food and beverage controller, month end, there is a closing stock, there is an inventory you need to take for making a food cost department. This position takes care of that activities. There is a hotel audits also can happen, because whenever you are dealing with the finances, maybe some misuse can happen with the finances. There should be some mystery audits can happen with this financial auditors. This controller takes care of the audits. Supervising accounting employees on income journal, general cashier, account payroll and payroll, etc. In the account department, there are few other departments are there. They take care of account payable, general cashier and payroll. A cashier is involved with your restaurant, but the cashier reports to account department. So account department directly reporting to the cashier is reporting to account department. Assistant controller of receivables. So whatever you are placing your order, you are getting food products from the vendors. So who are the people are receiving? Let's see the roles and responsibilities of assistant controller of the receivables. Responsibility for billing and collection for all revenues and receivables. For example, as an operator, I have placed order for the food products. So who are the people are receiving? Who are the people are receiving? These are the account, these are the controller of the receivable taking care of the controllables. And assisting in reconciliation of cash accounts, credit statement, ensuring sufficient cash flow. For example, as we have discussed earlier, whatever the cash you are generating, in that cash there are two fundamental. One is cash and one is credit card. Credit card you might be getting after 24 hours or 48 hours from the bank, but cash flow, to maintain the cash flow, these are the people take care of the cash flow statement as well. Review aging analysis of recovery efforts, bad reports and the coordinating collection agencies. So what will happen is, whatever the product I would be keep on placing, so there are a few products always there in warehouse. These are the receivable controllers always analyze what are the products are laying there in godown. So always they inform to operators to liquidate the stocks and all.
coordinating group billing and a collection, because whenever you are in a food and beverage business, hospitality business, there is sometimes there's a group billing can happen. These are the people take care of the group billing part, and supervising employees and receivable activities like pre and post meeting with concerned, recovery follow-ups, credit card collection activities, credit manager activities, which we have discussed. Always in sales there are two steps, one is cash and one is credit card. You need to take care of the credit card transactions also. These are the people take care of the credit card transactions. Now, night auditor, because as a hotel industry general manager, you might not be working 24/7, but your hotel is running for 24/7, so somebody need to audit your hotel for night shifts also. These are the finance department, this is the account department, takes care of the night auditor. What exactly the roles and responsibility for the night auditor is? Responsible for processing and auditing all daily accounting operating information, addition to his friend does night shift, and the same time responsibilities are recording and balancing each day transactions, rolling the date for the closing audit, preparing the daily management reports. What will happen is at the night 12 o'clock you need to day end your accounting system, you need to day end your financial transaction. These are the people take care of the day end process as well. Accounting in smaller hotels, fewer than 100 rooms. There are the smaller hotels. In that hotels, like 100 rooms might be there. In that, how account department works? Do not generate the volume range of the revenue and expenses. No need of the full-fledged and property account office. Outsourcing account activities. There are a few hotels. What will happen is they might not be having their own accounting system. They outsource the accounting system from the third-party agencies. What they do is every day they come for 1 hour and they audit and they scrutinize the report, they compile the report and give to the general manager. They work that way also. And hiring outside accounting services, which we have discussed now, accounting operations in a larger hotels, which we are discussing now, accounting department operations, recording and processing daily accounting information, income journal, room revenue as per the market segment at the metro levels and collections. What will happen is whenever you are selling your rooms, so there is always the pricing for your rooms. If you are selling a lower price for your rooms, so your profit might be low. So your account department takes care how exactly the room selling is happening and all. Account payable, marketing authorized payouts and due dates. So what will happen is whenever you are doing a marketing activity, you need to pay the money to them. This account department takes care of that marketing payments also. Accounts receivable, credit card and direct billing transaction monitoring for the recovery. What will happen is whenever you have tie up with the corporates, they might not pay immediately, they pay later. So these are the department take care of the transaction recovery process. Now, night audit, receiving, reconciliation, balancing and auditing daily transaction, account department, because a larger hotel, they have their own account system, they take care of night audits also. Preparing monthly periodic reports, that is pre-closing, month-ending, post-closing information review, three financial statements also, this inside accounting department will give you in a larger hotels. Account operations in a restaurant. So because we have discussed the smaller hotels, we are discussing about the larger hotels, and we are discussing about the restaurants, industrial restaurants, individual restaurants are there, chain of restaurants also there. No on-site accounting office required, because whenever you are running a restaurant, there is a restaurant general manager is there, assistant restaurant general manager is there. Most of the time, they take care of the account processes. And corporate accounting office prepares. What will happen is you have the chain of restaurant, whoever is operating the restaurant, they send the report to the corporate accounting, they compile the report and they make the profit and loss statement and balance sheets and income statements as well. And purchasing inventories, weekly periodical purchase through centralized purchase system, and inventory control through hotel management software. What will happen is account department take care of the purchase department also. In restaurant industry, this centralized purchase department is there where the purchase take care in centrally. The restaurant operator, they send the requisition to the account department, they send to the vendors, the vendor supply to the restaurant managers, and it works that way. Thank you.